Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You know, the old me would be out here demanding an apology. But we both know that's not your style. You're not the one to apologize. And that's okay, because this Sunday at Survivor Series, I'm not coming for an apology. I'm coming for the WWE Championship.
This is Rob Van Dam, and this is the Pain Clinic. Keep it on 1280, because you're listening to the whole effing show.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 23rd. Holidays real quick. There's a couple today. It's Eat a Cranberry Day. Blech. National Adoption Day. National Cashew Day. Little known fact, cashews are my favorite nut. Besides wrestling fans. And it's National Espresso Day. Happy 45th birthday to Juventud Guerrero.
What's a Juventud?
What is a Juventud, as The Rock said? Great line from, I was looking for that before I came in, see if I could have played that. You know, what is a Juventud? But then what he started calling himself?
Hoovy Juice.
So it was fun. It was back when
he had a little bit too much of the Hoovy Juice and got fired.
Yeah, something happened. He went nuts. So Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvat. He's 45 today, by the way. Probably still doesn't weigh 110 pounds soaking wet, but. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us December 14th for UFC 245, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there earlier, it'll be hosted by us. It's going to be a good show. Three title belts are on the line. There's five fights on a card usually. That's more than half the fights. With a title might change hands. You'll get a good fight, I guarantee, out of all of them. They'll be great. We'll be there all hanging out. Drink specials all night long. That's December 14th. Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. Salvatore's at the Garage Door in Irondequoit, UFC 245. Let's see. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby if you're interested in helping out the Flower City Fear. It's FLOUR, flowercityfear.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. Introduce the cast and crew real quick. I am the Cash Man. I'm joined by Furby this morning. How you doing, Furbs?
Good morning. Sorry for missing last week. I was a little under the weather.
Things happen. It's understandable.
You know, I did shoot 300 on Friday, so.
We wanted to talk about that, too.
He had too much of the bubbly.
The bubbly?
A little you bit celebrate? Too much of the bubbly.
Yeah, so, yeah, you shoot a 300. It's pretty amazing. Now, what's that? Like, it's
10,
obviously.
It's number 10 for me.
So you have 10 300s in your back pocket. I wish I could bowl a 200, you know, even in my best day. So
that's how I felt earlier in the year. That's why I was so excited for the 300.
Very cool. We got the Double B Brian Burke joining us with Peter Burke.
Good morning.
I was just thinking about that Rob Van Dam open on the show. I bet you that open is older than Peter Burke.
Probably.
Yeah, because we taped it with at ECW show in Buffalo, and
That was. 20 years ago.
In fact, you know the opening music for the Pain Clinic that we run? Is that Lance Storm's
yes.
music, El Fantasmo or whatever, from the ECW title, ECW CD, which was a great CD. I used it so much, I burned it out. I couldn't use it anymore. It was all scratched and destroyed. But I always used to play the Walk from Rob Van Dam. Maybe I'll squeeze that in someplace.
It was weird hearing another band do Enter Sandman, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, and also, we're here with Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Forgot to introduce you. What's up, guys? What's going on this week? We've got Survivor Series. Are you excited?
I've either been at work or watching wrestling all week because there's just that much going on. So
it's a full-time job watching wrestling.
Right yeah, now. And it's pretty... It's pretty exciting.
I gotta be honest with you. I've started watching Impact now every week because I have it.
Just add on to it.
I tape it and then I watch it back later. And man, I love what they're doing on Impact. And Rob Van Dam's there. That's what made me think about him because he's doing this swinger kind of guy angle where he's like, he's got his wife and his girlfriend in a hot tub for all his promos and stuff. It's good. It's Rob's good. It's good stuff from Rob. I'm really happy to see that. And they still. I mean, they have Tessa Blanchard, who is like, is it Tessa Blanchard?
Tessa Blanchard is challenging Sami Callihan.
Sami Callihan's playing it great. What a great line! That I can't wait till that match actually happens because it looks like that they've been trying to do it for a long time with a guy and a girl in the main event. And I think they think that might change the landscape of wrestling because. It just re-justifies that it is sports entertainment and not sports.
Well, they also know they're a niche product at this point, and they're not going to compete right now with WWE or even AEW. So they're finding their niche, they're finding their place, and they're doing pretty well at doing it. They've actually, for the past about year, they've had really good shows.
Yeah, and if you guys have Access TV, it's every Tuesday night, 8 to 10. And then they replay it 10 to midnight, I think it is, or maybe later than that. That's usually when I tape it because can't miss the flash. Okay, sorry, fanboy. But I will say that it's good stuff. I mean, I sit there and I'm watching more wrestling than I've ever watched in the past like couple of years, at least the last 10 years. Because who doesn't want to miss the head to head on Wednesday night?
And there's just so much going on throughout the week too. I mean, there's wrestling literally every day, or something wrestling related every single day.
And you know what's funny is I get home Friday night, I do a derby show someplace else, and I get home Friday night and I'm getting texts, I'm getting updates of what's going on SmackDown, so I got to run home and watch the rest of SmackDown.
Literally right now, I think Thursday is the only day. I mean, unless you count WWE UK. I mean, Monday you got Raw, Tuesday you got Backstage and NWA Power. You got AEW and, you know,
NXT.
And NXT on Wednesday.
And NWA Power, when you can squeeze that in. You know, it could be any day, really, watching
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, really, because it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Unless it's pulled down for a certain period of time.
Yeah, so we got a lot to talk about today. We got Survivor Series. We want to talk a little bit about Jim Cornette and the trouble he got in this past week. We want to talk about we want you guys to call, too, at 222-1280, star 1280. Call in and tell us. So much stuff happened. Were you confused at what show you were watching every week because of all the other brands that were bleeding over?
What point does Triple H put himself on the NXT team for Survivor Series?
You know, that was what blew me away last night. At the end of the show on SmackDown, when DX drove that tank thing down the ramp. If you guys hadn't seen it yet, go watch your DVR real quick. But it was him. It was him, Road Dogg, Shawn Michaels, and I think it was X-Pac, but I couldn't tell. He might have been in the back seat. But they said it was a DX reunion with NXT. Of course, they were driving the tank thing.
Everyone else were in the tank. Yeah, everyone else was running.
Everyone
down.
Else had to run, or they'd get run over by the thing. But how amazing was that? But we got to go to the phones real quick. We got Mike from Rochester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Rich? Day,
man, what a week this wrestling world has gone through, huh?
Every single week, it's nonstop, man. It's just nonstop if you're a wrestling fan. And I promise that I am not wearing a red Raw or a blue SmackDown T-shirt. As we're talking right now.
It's a good thing because we wouldn't be able to tell what side you're on unless we know what color your shirt is.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the T-shirts, especially since they just did the draft in October, and where I'm supposed to believe that these guys have brand loyalty for a brand that they just got drafted on.
Especially when you got two guys who were just beating the heck out of each other a couple weeks ago, tag teaming in the same this week, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like at least Tommaso Ciampa has the foresight that before he goes in the ring with Seth Rollins, I'm going to go after Adam Cole first because he still wants Goldie back.
That's right.
Exactly. So the one of the reasons why I was calling is because of that. And the second thing is I want your opinion on this because a lot of people obviously like The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, and I'm a fan of the character. But how long are they going to keep the stupid red light?
I hope not forever, because that's really annoying.
Yeah, the red light's annoying.
If you have a TV that's dying, you might not even be able to see anything on it, you know?
Yeah, it's just like last night that they do the thing where Daniel Bryan's about to do the yes thing before he's going to do the corner drop kick on The Miz.
And then the lights go out.
The lights go out, and that's all fine and good, but that red light is so stupid, and I'm just thinking, this is going to be the first Daniel Bryan match in my life that I'm not going to want to see if the red light's on.
And it's going to be, I'm sure. Anyway, can you imagine if he wrestled Sin Cara? What would be the combination of the gold and the red lights?
Oh, I feel like I'd be on acid.
Wow, where am I? I'm in a Picasso painting, man. You know, but I do like Bray. I like where we're going. We haven't seen him do anything since he won the title. And I heard rumors, and these are rumors, strictly rumors, that maybe Daniel Bryan is walking out with that title.
I don't think Daniel Bryan's going to win the title tomorrow night.
I would hate to see.
I could see them doing a redemption story, which leads to him winning the title eventually, but I don't think it will be tomorrow night, my opinion.
I would hate to see Bray lose it after not wrestling one match after winning it.
Where are you hearing these rumors? Because the rumors I'm hearing is he's holding that till WrestleMania and Roman Reigns is taking it from him.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say, what I saw online was Reigns Wyatt at WrestleMania.
Well, that's what I'm afraid they're going to do. They're going to try to coronate this guy for the fifth time, and I just don't think that's the right idea. But to me, personally, the right idea would be is to have the match tomorrow night, have Daniel Bryan lose, be a competitive match, and if you notice the end of the match, Daniel Bryan's about to come through with the yes stuff, and that's when the music hits and the lights go out. So to me, the story that should be is that Daniel Bryan, to beat Bray Wyatt, has to be his old self. He has to go back to stop being crazy and stop worrying about climate change. And he has to get the yes movement back.
Well, you saw it. He was like one flash of the light from doing the yes fingers last night.
Yeah, so I think there's a great – now, because it's WWE 2019, I'm skeptical that they're going to do this, and they're probably going to do just what you guys mentioned, which is the boring thing, and just have Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble and then challenge for Bray Wyatt's title at Mania. But to me, that's a great redemption story. If you have Daniel Bryan wrestle tomorrow night, don't win, but he – figures out that the way to do this, because you can have Nakamura and Sami Zayn pester him. See, you're a loser, dude. You lost to Adam Cole. You lost to Bray Wyatt. You got to join us. You got to join us. And then eventually he gets the yes movement back, and that's his redemption story.
And the thing is that's what I heard, is that's what they wanted to go with it. Why, if they're not going to put it on him, that's great. But I hope it's not a one-off deal here either. I hope it's not, it was kind of weird how – I was talking with my son last night. We were watching SmackDown, and I said, one thing I like that they've done WWE, and there's not a lot that I do like, but one thing I've liked over the years is they've never had The Miz and Daniel Bryan be friends ever. They've always had that animosity between them, even when they're both on the same side. And, I mean, that either is building up for a huge payoff sometime in the future, or it's always going to be like that. And, I mean, but there's been things like that in there's been things like that in wrestling where guys have never gotten along and reluctantly have been on the same side. So, but that's one thing I do like. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's like, yeah, I think Bray has not wrestled a match since he won that title. So, and it's, I mean, so.
He wrestles every show, just in the dark.
In the dark, yeah. He comes out, and obviously he had to wrestle Miz. He had to wrestle Miz out of the corner and get in his spot before the lights turn back on.
Well, he also wrestles, I mean, every dark match he's been doing after Raw and SmackDown for the past, like, month.
Yeah, but that's not what I see on TV. So I'm just saying, we're talking what's exposed to the nation, so.
Exactly, and if you don't see it on TV, it didn't happen, right?
That used to be how it was, yeah.
Exactly. Like, remember The Undertaker in 1991 was undefeated, even though The Ultimate Warrior beat him on every house show.
That's true. That's true. Or like this, I remember when they had the body slam challenge for Big John Studd.
Yeah.
He got body slammed every time he was at a house show.
Yes. And remember, Andre never got body slammed by Hulk Hogan until WrestleMania 3, when in reality, he got body slammed in 1980 at Shea Stadium by Hulk Hogan. Yeah. And it was just a transition move, and Andre won the match.
Yeah. Well, I also remember he got body slammed by Tony Atlas, too.
Yep, so, and Kamala, and I believe Stan Hansen in Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, it's just whatever you see on TV. But
exactly.
Mike, anything else, buddy?
One other quick thing is, do you think NXT is going to get buried in these elimination matches tomorrow night?
I'm scared they are, because you saw how they did on Monday, and then I think they came out ahead on their own show, but when it came down to SmackDown, I felt
they came out ahead.
Yeah,
Rhea Ripley beat Charlotte
to start the show. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was a great match, by the way.
And then Undisputed beat the New Day and Heavy Machinery too.
Yeah, but that makes me worried that the 50-50 is going to be Sunday.
Yeah, so it would go the other way. Something I've, and I think I've talked about it last week, NXT was developmental until they put it on TV. Now it's not developmental anymore. So you have to put them on even keel with everything. Will they, maybe they'll win one of these, maybe one or two. I don't know.
I think Shayna Baszler's winning the.
You think she's gonna
the women's one?
The thing is, none of the titles are on the line, and no. I'm more interested in what's going on tonight on the WWE Network, anyways, with the two War Games matches.
Yeah, the Matt Riddle Finn Balor match should be fantastic.
Yeah, and does NXT have a full team yet for the 15?
They do for the women, but they don't for the men.
They haven't announced a single person for the men yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, because...
No, they haven't announced anybody.
I'm guessing it might be the same team from the War Games, possibly. So.
Yeah, my guess is it's going to be Ciampa's going to be the captain. You probably have Matt Riddle, Keith Lee, Dijak, and I don't know who the fifth person would be.
Triple H, what the heck?
Or maybe the man who's going for the causing a lot of problems there with. I think that actually someone is going to come back from injury and be the mystery fifth man. Anyway,
Velveteen
tonight.
Dream.
I'm not going to say who it is, but Velveteen Dream did have didn't I hear like his sound play last week on the show, and he never came out or anything. There was or maybe it was his music. It started like they play something, and everyone got excited, and then it stopped. So
I saw reports that Dream might not be back till January.
Oh boy,
I'm not sure how valid it is, but. I mean, you never know.
But tonight's a takeover. You don't want to miss it.
How about the fact they put Keith Lee in the same boat as Braun Strowman on the end of SmackDown?
At the end of SmackDown, the way
that
he
was awesome.
Actually, that was pretty cool. He's almost as tall as him, so it was Thank you so much for calling, man.
All right, guys, man. Enjoy this weekend.
Thank you. You too, man. 222-1280 Star Trek. We got to go to break. We'll be back. We want to talk about a little controversy with Jim Cornette and Flipside and how to work yourself out of a job. 101 by Jim Cornette. We'll be back after this on Fox Sports 1280.
I am here to pick a fight with you. Nothing, really? Just what I thought. Old talk.
So I just want to come out here and apologize. I want to come out and say that I'm sincerely... Quiet. I just want to say that I'm sincerely I just want to say that I'm very, very, very tell him Big Hurt.
He said he's sorry.
Do you know what this means? This means that Rusev cannot come within 90 miles of myself.
You asked how low she could go. She's hit rock bottom.
I love when he corrects me. 90 feet. 90 feet, Rusev. You can't come 90 feet away from me. I just get so flustered when he's around me.
We can tell.
Hey, this is Roderick Strong, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Fox Sports 1280 there, Roderick. I got a lot to teach him the new station. It was a while ago there, though, but that was terrible. I mean, will they please kill that angle?
Lana is absolutely the worst, character... actor I've ever seen. She's brutal. She can't even do anything.
The sad part is...
Oh, that I get dreamy when he's around me.
The sad part is she can actually act and she can actually do promos.
Well, she's in a movie that just came out
this past
week.
She's just given stupid stuff to say. Like, the 90 miles thing was actually the line she was supposed to say, and then it was she screwed up the 90 days, which I would love to see how they enforce that one.
Yeah, you can't stay 90 days away from me. Okay.
Apparently someone's been watching too much
maybe the contract runs
Endgame
out.
And going back in time. And
I was going to say, maybe the contract runs out in 90 days, and we won't have to ever see Rusev again, at least with them.
But only in Massachusetts.
He's a guy, I believe, that hasn't re-signed yet, and he's going to let his contract run out.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because I know that all the guys you hear that, that we're going to do the same thing. Randy Orton was one. Now he's re-signed for 5 years.
Randy Orton said he was just screwing with people, though.
I know. He likes to, because he can get away with it.
He also did say recently though he has been watching more outside WWE wrestling than he ever has, and he does appreciate it a lot more than he ever
did.
Well,
he's friends with Cody Rhodes, you know, they're buds. So you know, Cody's probably like, check out what we're doing, see what you think, because I love what AEW is doing. Are you kidding me? They get 2 hours a week. WWE's got what, seven?
I wish they would learn that every match doesn't have to be 20 minutes.
No, that's true. You know, you don't have to, especially.
You can sell some of the big moves you do too.
I'm not going to implicate myself saying I'm not a big fan of women's wrestling, but it takes me a while to get to understand who the women are in the women's wrestling. So I've seen Dr. Britt Baker? Is that her name?
It doesn't help when they're only showing you one match a week.
True, but it, like I said, WWE has 7 hours.
It doesn't help
hours.
When they don't push the person they should be pushing in that division at all, and they built it around terrible people.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Well, Kong is the one who came out, was it last week, and just came out and did nothing, you know?
Kong, I guess, was in a dark match after it was all over.
That division should be built around Britt Baker, and instead it's built around Kenny Omega's friends.
She's been Awesome Kong's been stealing every female's hair.
That's
quite interesting.
True. It's true. So let's go. I teased we were going to talk about Jim Cornette. Let's talk about what happened with Jim. Old Jim Cornette, living back in the 1940s, in his commentary.
Actually, the first time he said that joke was 1986.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So it was in the 80s. It didn't surprise me.
He was building up Big Bubba Rogers.
He told a joke that he should not. It wasn't even a joke. It was just kind of like a simile. You know, he's like, you know, don't do this because you know this guy's so tough that blah, 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 you know. And he said something terrible. And can we say it? I don't know. I mean, we didn't say it, but he did. Nevertheless, it came off bad, came off racist, and Jim Cornette was asked to step down. I think it was more like they said that he stepped down, and then he said he stepped down after that. So
I listened to his podcast to see his reaction. I listened to it anyways because he does have good insight on wrestling. And even if you think he's just hating on all the new stuff, he actually doesn't. There's a lot of stuff he actually likes. But on his podcast, he said that when he missed it that night, didn't talk to Dave Lagana until the next day, and told Dave, it's not fun for him, it's not fun for me, I'm trying to help you guys out, and if this is what's going to happen every time that I say something or don't say something, then I'm just going to stop doing it.
Okay, well, I say don't say what you said, and nothing, and everything would be fine.
Well, the worst part is, and I understand he said it, I understand it's terrible what he said, it doesn't have a place in society today, even though he did not mean it the way that it was taken, and people jumped on it because it was him.
Yes.
It made it through editing.
It did. And I was talking about that with Furby before. It's like, isn't there someone there who could have stopped that before it went on?
Yeah, and it was Dave Lagana.
Was it really?
Yes.
And so Dave probably thought it was funny then too, I'm guessing.
No, Dave apparently didn't catch it.
Really?
He said his reason was that he was extremely tired because he does all this work himself.
Sure, sure. Dave was a guy who was like the mastermind behind Impact for many years.
And
WWE.
I saw the unedited clip beforehand, and I saw it on a tweet, and I heard him say it, and honestly, I didn't think anything of it, and then it kind of hit me. So it took me a while to realize what was actually said and like what it actually meant and what was actually being coming across and how it could be offensive. So it was like, if you're not really fully paying attention to it, you don't really catch it right away until it really hits you.
Yeah, and if he had chosen any other type of food, he'd have been fine.
I was watching. I only saw it on the clip as well, and I don't know if I was watching the match as a whole that I would have actually caught and had it register, like you're saying.
But that's like a Jim Cornette anachronism. He has a lot of these old sayings that he squeezes in that sometimes you don't know where they came from. You know, they're like very sharecropper 70s type of things, you know? I mean, where he grew up. That's
that was an Ethiopia joke from the mid 80s.
Yeah, that was mid 80s. But I mean, even some of his lines that he does normally, you know, it's like, you know, listen, I love Jim. He's been on the show a couple times. I got to meet him when he was in Ring of Honor. He was a great guy. But, you know, and I do kind of blame editing. I kind of got to give him blame because. You know, yes, he shouldn't have said it, and yes, he said it before in the past multiple times years ago. But the guy who's sitting behind there, you're the last stop before it goes out to the people. If you don't listen to every single word, then you are just as much at fault as the guy who said it.
Yeah. It's one thing if it's live, but if there's someone there that's supposed to be catching that stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think these were taped six weeks ago.
That's why I'm here at the radio station. I'm the last guy to stop something that should not go on the air before it goes on.
I know,
you've
got to hit that button when I say something I should.
Yeah, not just you,
but
anybody.
We've also had times when we've said things that we completely didn't mean a way it was taken by somebody, and we've had to apologize for him.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that, you know, that's why, you know, there's multiple faults, and like I said, I don't know where Jim Cornette can go now. That's a problem. Where can he go?
He doesn't really want to, though. That's another thing.
Can he retire with what he's doing? I mean, you know, because
he said he is plenty well off. I mean, he just sold this past summer. He came out with a book, like a comic book type thing that was made for him. And he sold hardcover copies on his website at $50 a piece, autographed, and they sold out in a week at 1,500 copies.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if he'll be able to do that again, but
he made money over the years. He put it away. He's got money. He sold the Smoky Mountain footage to WWE years ago.
Yeah,
and he invests.
And I think WWE's used him before, bet for some of their network stuff in the past. I don't know if they will now, but I will say that you know, it's funny. The first tweet I saw that came out of this said maybe Jim can get a job at Dairy Queen. And, you know, the joke is he's the one who, like, have you ever seen the video online where he's, like, going nuts on the drive-through person at Dairy Queen? And it was Jericho who was in the backseat videotaping the whole thing. You know, back when Jericho first got into, when he was first working, it's great. I didn't even know Jericho was the guy who did it until he came on the show and told us about it. He goes, yeah, that was me. But, I mean, there's a hilarious video of him just losing his he's going crazy because the order just completely gets messed up driving through a Dairy Queen. But I don't know. What do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us as well at that number if you're shy. But I was going to try to get him on today because I've tried before in the past, and ever since he started his podcast, he really doesn't do a lot of media appearances, but because he has a podcast, and that's his way to.
He makes a good chunk of change on that podcast,
yeah,
too.
So, but I'll try again and see if I can get him on just because, I mean, he was a nice guy. It was, you know, I thought there was no malcontent in what he said. He thinks he's being funny, or it's one of those lines that just came out of his mouth, but, well, you know, who knows? We'll see. Well, we got to move on to something else. That's Jim Cornette's story. What else is? Let's talk a little bit about CM Punk showing up on backstage this past week. CM Punk came on and pretty much said everything we already know, which is, you know, I'm hired by Fox. You know, but I like that. You know, he just talked. He said, "I'm going to come here. I'm going to tell you if that storyline's garbage," and he did. He was saying the writing was terrible. He's addressed a few things.
Told Seth to stay off Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up. Seth Rollins, as soon as he saw him appear on backstage, immediately texted him and said, "I want to wrestle you." And then so he responded on the show by saying, "You know, that's your problem. You tweet and text too much, you know, or you text too much. You don't need to do that." And then he told him,
he said it's better to. To keep your mouth shut and have people think you're an idiot than to open it and prove it.
Exactly. I mean, because the tweets he's had against Kurt Angle in the past, you know?
Well, everything he's done recently, his Will Ospreay comments where he went to the bank account thing and saying he's the best wrestler in the world when, you know what, Seth's a really good wrestler, but he is not the best wrestler in the world. And everything, he's very much WWE, he's a WWE mouthpiece, but he doesn't do it in a way that's, I mean, there's a reason people are saying Seth's not cool at Full Sail this week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope that maybe the creative goes with it instead of trying to ride him like they did with Roman Reigns on us and push him down our throat for the next 2 years or whatever, being the figure.
Well, that's the reason why Roman can get over now is because everyone hates Seth so much.
Yeah, well, then you saw what happened when they were both in the ring last night at the end of SmackDown. It's like I don't think anybody was happy with that situation because. Yeah. Roman still gets booed, you know?
They're pretty much doing the same thing they did with Seth that they did with Roman right now.
Yeah.
Every week, and it's like he's so stale that I don't even care if I ever see Seth Rollins for a while.
Oh no, he needs to go heel again. That would help a lot.
I think that if he, you know, or maybe, you know, and because now NXT's on a level platform with everything else, would it surprise you to see more maybe WWE stars go over there? I mean, you saw Triple H try to get Kevin Owens to come back. You know, he's like, "You're not treated right here."
Did say no.
No, you know, you're right. He didn't. You know, it just everything kind of blew up at that point.
He got jumped by Undisputed Era, and then Triple H didn't look happy with that either.
No,
so that could play out into something.
Yeah, but I like how Triple H kind of plays up kind of the story about Kevin Owens, a little truth behind some of the stuff he was saying about how, you know,
you didn't ask to leave. You were plucked out, and you've been fired twice since you went up.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought that, you know, I mean, so if they're gonna put NXT on an even playing field, then I would not be surprised at all to see more guys go over there with Finn Balor, you know, and maybe Kevin Owens actually teased it at one time, didn't he, when he disappeared after right before he had that match with Shane McMahon for whoever loses leaves, and he kind of teased NXT at that time. So
maybe Shane McMahon will end up in NXT.
Yeah, that would be great. We got to go to break on that. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. We've got some more things to talk about. I hear Marty Skrull was going to be a free agent soon. Where he goes, maybe we'll discuss that. As well as New Day's got a podcast coming out, second official WWE podcast. And a little controversy over the naming of a show by AEW, and will they be sued? 222-1280, Star Trek number. We'll be back right after this.
What alternative did I have, really? I mean, what was I going to do, not accept Andrade's challenge? What kind of leader would that make me? Look, I have been here for 7 years. 7 years to the day. Not once have I backed down from a challenge. I'm certainly not going to start here tonight with Andrade. I'm certainly not going to start right here in Boston, Massachusetts.
It's good to see you back, Luchasaurus. You look healthy. It looks that life has found a way. But that doesn't matter. I'm about to turn you into motor oil, you fossil.
I have to admit, it was one of the greatest moments of my life. I went home and partied all weekend. My DMs have been blowing up. High school crush Melanie Parsons called me, and we're going out next week. And it's all because of you. So I wanted to thank you, but I also wanted to apologize because I'm a huge Chris Jericho fan, and I never meant to embarrass you.
Let me tell you this. First of all, you didn't embarrass me, okay? Second of all, I've seen Melanie Parsons, and she's gained a lot of weight since high school.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny.
Hey, this is Brett the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back. See, AEW, I'm finding these sound clips that are just gems. You know, anything, and most of the time it's Chris Jericho, so I can't run all Chris Jericho all the time. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, Furby, and you. We'll go right to the phones. We got John and Alba who wants to make a comment on last night's SmackDown. John, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I just honestly, I've been watching wrestling for 35 years. It's still real to me, damn it.
Okay.
But honestly, like, I watched one of the last matches, I forgot, one of the wrestlers went over the table, and, like, Michael Cole was, like, already moved to the left. So, like, maybe it's just I've noticed these things after all these years, but it's like some of the stuff they do, it's just like, come on.
Is that when Shorty G got thrown onto it and bounced off the table, did not break it, and bounced off and landed? It was terrible, yeah.
And if you watch it again, Michael Cole's all the way slid to the left.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, you know, I like some of the things WWE's doing, but it's like either you're going to dabble in with the Attitude Era or you're not. Make a decision, you know, and honestly, that's, you know, when they did the NXT takeover in Buffalo, because I like wrestled with going, but I watched it that night. I'm like, this is really good. They should do more of this. Bring back that edge. And now it's just like Lana and that just crap show she's doing. It.
Yeah.
Stop. It's like, come on. And like, I've tried watching AEW and I don't know. Like, yeah, my wife yells at me because I'm already watching wrestling two nights a week. Why add four more? You know.
Sure. No, I know what you mean. And, you know, I think AEW is trying to educate us on their wrestlers and their roster by putting a lot of guys we've never seen before out there, like Darby was on last week, and who comes in as an insane – I think he's an insane bump machine, you know.
Yeah.
A bunch of these guys. But a lot of them you've never seen before, and they're trying to – like the Luchasaurus, you know, he finally came back this past week. And, you know, but some of the, yeah, I agree, you know, and it's, you know, what I suggest is DVRing it and just watching it in like maybe one or two days sitting and fast forward through a lot of it, you know?
Honestly, I do, because the one thing that drives me crazy too is it's the commercials. They, like, I think it was Raw, you know, Samoa Joe came out, and it was 4 minutes or 6 minutes into the broadcast. I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh, you know, I was blown away with one last night in the middle of SmackDown when Daniel Bryan and The Miz are in the middle of cutting their promo, and it went right to break. You know, and it's like, what is going on? You know, they weren't even done yet. And then
it's just a disorganized crap show, and it's just, honestly, I don't know if it's Vince has just lost his mind, and like, you know, the stuff that Triple H does, I like watching NXT. I can't stand the announcer because he's just like,
oh, you don't like Mauro Ranallo?
No. Yeah. No, I do not. Oh. It's just like, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I actually watch it. I have Hulu for that express purpose, and like, sure. I'll watch it in the morning before all my coworkers go in because I have the best job ever. So
great. That's awesome, man.
All right. Thanks,
well,
guys.
Thanks for calling, John. Please call back anytime, okay?
Yep.
222-1280 Star Toy is the number. You know, I mean, think about it. It's like, I know I'm a big Mauro Ranallo fan, but then again, he probably would have hated Gordon Sully back if he was back in the late 70s and early 80s because Gordon Sully was a lot like Mauro Ranallo. He didn't get as loud, though. He would get more authoritative, but he would not be as loud as Mauro gets. Mauro's like, this is insane.
Mauro drops some great lines sometimes, too.
He does. He does. And you know,
they
go
right over a lot of people's heads.
I know, but not me because I'm from the era that he grew up, so I know some of the lines he uses. But I don't know. What do you guys think? You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot.
I hate the commercial timing on most of the shows as well.
I know, I'm trying to figure that out last night. I'm watching it, and all of a sudden they're standing in the middle of the ring, and they go to commercials. It's like...
And then all of a sudden they come back and there's a match.
Yeah, they come back and they're wrestling. So it's like they didn't really – I don't know if they kind of like it was working that way, but it's like they were impatient and just went to break, you know?
But it's every show, too. It's Raw, it's SmackDown, it's NXT. All the WWE shows are terrible with their commercial timings. Or you can tell exactly when they're going to commercial because someone does a dive – and then they're outside and they're like, and we'll be right back. And then you come back in, the it's completely reversed, and there's like a chin lock.
Yeah,
on.
There's never action going on when they go to break. There's someone wandering around the outside of the ring or something.
Anytime somebody gets tossed to the outside, you know they're going to commercial. It's a guarantee.
That's crazy. So and it's, you know, he makes valid points, you know, and it's like, and I you know, maybe Mauro Ranallo's not for everybody, but, you know, he's got the education and the business. He knows the history, so.
Would you rather have a Michael Cole calling every match?
No. In fact, I think, unfortunately, they have a Michael Cole clone on every show. You get at least one guy who sounds...
I think Mauro's the best that we've got out there right now.
It's a shame that JBL had to ruin it for us with SmackDown in him, you know, because he couldn't work with him and had to pick on him.
Graves is pretty good, and then the British guy is pretty good, too.
Yeah. Oh,
Nigel?
Nigel McGuinness, yeah.
Nigel!
Yeah.
Actually, Beth Phoenix has gotten a lot better.
She, I don't know, she's kind of like spurts things out every once in a while. I don't know what, you know, where she, you know, she just kind of like she wants to yell out a line and she'll do it too. So, it's, you know, at least that's a three person booth still there in NXT.
Actually, I like Samoa Joe this week too.
I was going to say that. That's why I played Samoa Joe earlier, is because he came out and because he broke his hand, he's obviously spending some time. I was wondering if he had an earpiece in his ear on Monday night when he was doing all the commentary, because he was saying some stuff that I know that, you know, sometimes people roll their eyes in the back area who are listening, who maybe yell in his ear about something. But just because Joe – but I love Joe. Are you kidding me? Joe, we've had him on the show many times. So it's like he always was – you know, he scared me, though, because he always was very – he was very particular in what he said and answering questions and things. And when he's doing commentary, he knows exactly. He's just going with the flow. I thought he did a great job.
Oh, I thought it was weird how they brought him out.
Yeah, I know. They went to commercial break, too. So, like, they thought he was going to do something. Next thing you know, he's sitting in the announce booth, you know?
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's where we're going, Joe. So
he's not going to fight the women. He's going to call the match.
Got it. But you can tell he has a suit coat on. When do you ever see Joe in a suit coat, okay? 222-1280 Star Toys a number. I do want to mention that Marty Scurll is apparently he's not scheduled for Ring of Honor's final pay-per-view of the year, final battle. Which means that there's a lot of rumors going on that his contract's over November 30th. Marty is a wanted commodity.
They teased him on being the Elite this week.
Did they?
They had a picture of him in the back on the show.
Apparently, they put some of his merch too up on AEW's website, and then that got taken down pretty quick.
Well, he's like, if you've ever watched Ring of Honor, he's the leader of the Villain Club. And
he owns that name.
He own the Villain Club name. So it looks like he might be. That's unfortunate for Ring of Honor because they seem to have lost a lot of people recently.
Well, especially their women's champion.
Oh,
yeah, they just fired her.
Well, I remember it. NXT is going to be in Buffalo. Yes. January 12th?
January 12th. I believe it's a Sunday.
Yeah, so NXT is coming around again. You don't want to miss
Riverworks.
It.
And tickets are actually really affordable.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to miss it. That means JB will be in town again. Maybe we'll get like a more than a 2 second, little hug with him. he's working too. But yeah, that's coming. We definitely want to go. That's not that long. It's like less than 2 months.
Yeah,
you know. So I think if it's a Sunday night, I think we all got to go. Just got to hop in a car and everyone just let's get up to Buffalo to Riverworks, enjoy ourselves some of the craft beers they have there, and watch the action.
We can also have a meal beforehand.
I will say that the ring when they were there last time, the ring's in the same spot Ring of Honor was. When we were getting our knees crushed by people getting knocked into the fences.
I loved the place when I went. When I saw you there, what was it, August? It was fantastic. Just the whole venue was really cool.
So they had what, NXT in August, NXT on November 1st there, and then NXT again in January.
Yeah. But you can't count November 1st because it wasn't expected to be there. So we're going to go to break on that. Read a quick I see we got a text. Two things not to be missed weekly. The Mandalorian. Have you been watching that?
I have not
Disney
yet.
Plus? Oh, I love it.
I've got to go back and watch
and
it.
And Adam Cole, baby. 222-1280 Star Toys number if you want to text us or call us. We got one more segment. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Be sure to listen.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little walk from Pantera, RVD style. Guys all doing your thumbs for the camera. We're on Facebook Live if you're our friends.
I already did.
Do it again. Hold on, I'm going to get it loud again. Ready? Okay. Thank you for playing along, Brian. Welcome back to the show. We've got one more segment. Not much time left. We've got a huge weekend of wrestling ahead, Survivor Series on Sunday. And we've got
War Games tonight.
War Games Takeover tonight. We've got two War Game matches. How long are they going to go? How many matches are planned? I think there's three matches planned with two War Game matches.
Four matches. You don't have the triple threat on here.
I do not have the triple threat on there. And we get Finn Balor and Matt Riddle, too. So I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see Riddle kick off his flip-flops as he as he hops into the ring. What are you guys looking for the most this weekend? Everybody, go around the table.
War Games.
War Games, both or either? Doesn't matter which one?
The men's War Games match could be awesome. I'd like to see who the surprise is going to be.
Yeah, do you think it might be Johnny Gargano?
No, because he's hurt.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Gargano and Dream are both hurt. I mean, we've heard rumors of potential Morrison. I don't think that's true. Maybe Kevin Owens because of what we heard. But again, that who knows?
CM Punk. Okay, I'm throwing it out there. Why not? It's Chicago. Come on. They were in Chicago last night. They're in Chicago tonight. They're in Chicago tomorrow night.
And they did play up the CM Punk chant.
And they even gave him run on Monday Night Raw as well as SmackDown with clips of him talking.
But they did not play his music when he came out. They cut to a different generic theme.
Of course, because they don't want to pay In Living Color the money that they were paying him every time he came out. So, okay. So what about you, Bri? I mean, I'm looking forward to actually Survivor Series, too. I want to see the three ways. I want to see the three way with Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ and Roderick. I mean, I think that better be early on the card because it's going to be a big one.
I'm interested in which brand comes out on top because for the longest time it's always been Raw on top.
I remember Raw won like last year. Three guys survived it.
Now I would think that SmackDown would have to be with the whole deal with Fox, but who knows what's going to happen? Now you got NXT in the mix. If I had to ask, I have to agree with Danger. I think that men's War Games match is the one I'm really looking forward to.
I think it's got, between the whole weekend, I think it's got the most amount of interesting matches that we've seen in a long time in just one weekend. I mean, between the men's War Games match, that's going to be a fantastic match. Expect at least 40 minutes of chaos, you know. But then you go over, you know, Finn Balor, Matt Riddle, that's going to be a very good match. I mean, both guys are great in the ring. Then you go to Sunday, you got, you know, Survivor Series. You've got the triple threat women's match, Becky, Shayna, and Bayley. That's going to be a fantastic match. Those are three very good women's wrestlers. And then you got the three tag teams. You know, Undisputed Era has been ruling Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Friday nights pretty much for the last month. So, I mean, maybe they come out on top. But then Viking Raiders, I don't think they've taken a pin. So, again, this is going to be just one of those crapshoot-type weekends where we're just going to see a lot of good quality stuff.
And I'm hoping The Fiend and Daniel Bryan is something to remember, too. And I mean, we know Daniel Bryan can wrestle a match with anybody and make everybody look great, make the match great.
Was he going to run him over with a car or set him on fire or something? Because the precedent's already been set. You can't beat him.
Okay.
He's just going to stand up.
I think honestly, and this is going to set up for further matches down the road. I don't think this gets extended too long, but it's not going to be a one-off. I know we mentioned and thought maybe there's a chance, but I don't think it's going
to
be a one-off.
Daniel Bryan hasn't completely swung back to the people yet, so that's how it's going to end.
Kind
of
like when Mike called in earlier, too, you know, it's one of those things where we're going to get the Yes Movement back eventually, and I think it's going to be during this segment with The Fiend, with Bray Wyatt, over the next maybe another month and a half or so. Probably it gets cut off before the Royal Rumble, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, guys, I hope you guys all have a great weekend. And thank you for everybody being here. We had a lot of news. Got a lot of wrestling to watch this weekend. You know, it's good that I have no life, you know, so I can just sit home and watch wrestling, except for the fact that I'm working or I'm watching wrestling. So it's good to occupy her this time of year. And everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week coming up. Please, you know, and please be safe Wednesday night. You know, that's amateur night on the roads, and we want you back listening next week. So please take it easy. You can give me a call. I'll give you a ride home if you need it, or Brian will, you know. I mean, but please have a good time. Enjoy it. And remember, be thankful for something. I mean, as bad as life can get at times, man, there's always something to be thankful for. You're breathing. You're living in a warm place, hopefully. And you've got, you know, at least, you know, society around you that will take care of you and love you, and you love them back. We'll see you next week, folks.